We are joined right now by a Green Bay Packers legend, a five-time first-team All-Pro, a five-time NFL champion, a member of the 1960s first-team All-Decade team, a member of the NFL's 50th anniversary team, a member of the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, class of 2018. He appears courtesy of Blimpy. And one thing I want to add to that resume, the only athlete that I've ever interviewed where I had to mentally prepare for the handshake before he arrived, Jerry Kramer. Jerry, it is so good to see you, my friend. How are you?
I am great, Jimmy. Life is good. The world is happy, and I'm happy, and it's just been an incredible year from last August to now. The entrance into the Hall of Fame has been sensational. It's been a wonderful story. I've heard from everybody I think I've ever known. I got a conversation with a kid Monday night that we went to the fourth grade together.
What was that like?
It was awesome. I mean, he said, he came up to me and said, Jerry, you ever know a guy named Boyd Sharp? I said, yeah, I knew his family. Yeah, they were lived up close to us in Sandpoint. He said, I'm Boyd Sharp.
It's amazing. That is something else. You know, you and I have been talking for so many years here on Radio Row, and we've always talked about the Hall of Fame and when is this going to happen? Why hasn't this happened? When is it going to happen? Well, here it is. It's official. Do you feel like a weight has been lifted off of your shoulders?
Well, you know, Jimmy, I had kind of come to a accommodation with the whole thing. I was to the point where I'm saying, hey, it's been a wonderful ride, a wonderful career. You've had 99 presents. If they don't give you one more, are you going to let that ruin the 99? No, it's been a wonderful ride. So when the nomination came, I just looked at it as another applause. It was just another moment, a great moment. And so I've had a number of nominations, so that's wonderful. If it happens, fine. If it doesn't happen, fine. But I'm not going to let it ruin all the wonderful moments that I have had. So I was pretty comfortable with it. And Joe Horrigan, the president of the hall, got on the phone after Mr. Baker and said, Jerry, I want you to know this is maybe the happiest day of my life. Your mail comprises about 90% of our incoming mail.
Great. Right.
So it was nice, and everything has been nice,
Jimmy.
Super.
That's so great. Listen, I understand there may have been some acceptance on your part, but you did get in, finally. Finally. What did it mean to have your children at the ceremony and to have Alicia present you?
It was so wonderful, Jim, to have them there. It just magnified the experience by a factor of about five, right? To have them look out in the audience when I'm talking and I see the children and they're smiling and they're watching. And they came to the ring ceremony and the unveiling ceremony at Lambeau, and the Packers gave us 40 tickets for the game and the box and the whole thing. And it was just everybody chipped in and made it really special. And having the children there was the icing on the cake. You know, it was just sensational.
Jerry Kramer is a Hall of Famer, a Green Bay Packer great. One more thought about the entire enshrinement ceremony. Was there something that happened where it really hit home? I mean, was it seeing the bust? Was it putting the jacket on? Was it seeing your family? Was there that one moment where it really hit home?
There were three or four moments that they're crystallized. And one of them was we had our jacket on and we were walking through the line of the Hall of Famers. They were all lined up in their jackets, and we came off the stage and we walked between through them, the gauntlet, and Joe DeLaMalier from Buffalo, John Hanna from New England, and Tom Mack from the Rams were three guards that were in the hall, and they got together and waylaid me, and they started telling me how much my game meant to them, how they had patterned themselves after me, and they started crying, and I started crying.
Wow.
And we're hugging each other.
Wow.
And what a moment. It was such a meaningful moment for those guards who knew me as well as anybody in the world knew me. They'd studied me, they'd watched me, they'd tried to play like me. But it was so nice to hear that from them. And at the caliber they were,
they were legends of the game. Nobody played that position better than those guys.
Yeah, exactly. And that was a huge moment. Bill Polian came up to me from the Buffalo Bills, the general manager.
Sure.
Jerry, you changed my life. How? Well, I was a senior in high school, and I was getting ready to go to college, and I had planned my life out. My family, all my relatives, we got together and had a master plan, and I read your book. And I decided I wanted to be in football.
Incredible.
Yeah.
He had never told you that story?
No.
You never heard that?
No, I know. I heard it the first time in Canton. I'm having lunch with the family, and he comes over, and I'm going, wow. Wow. That's incredible, and that's a heavy weight on me. You know, it's a responsibility. I don't know that I want that position. I'm not that sure of myself and my philosophy and my beliefs. They're good for me, but I'm not sure they're going to work for everybody. So I'm thinking, that's a heavy responsibility. And then I think, well, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but Jerry, it was a really good book, though. It was a really, really good book.
Well, I finally got to come to some peace with it, Jim, by saying, well, it's not me. It's Coach Lombardi. I'm talking about Coach Lombardi's principles and his philosophy and his belief. And then I think about it some more, and I go, well, it wasn't even Coach Lombardi. It was Plato. It was Aristotle. It was the ancient Greeks. That was the philosophy. So I got comfortable with myself.
That is awesome. Jerry Kramer is my guest. The book we're talking about is the Green Bay Packer Diary, Instant Replay. And I've told you the story a million times. I'll say it again right now. It was the first sports book I ever read as a kid, and it was just absolutely amazing. The book is timeless. And I could see where somebody like Bill Polian might even say, that's the reason I wanted to get into football. That book not only holds up today, Jerry, it was so far ahead of its time for you to talk about what was going on. And then you've got Lombardi. Your point is, it's not about me. It's about Lombardi. It's not even about Lombardi. It's about Aristotle. So, I mean, you and I have also talked about this. Getting his approval was great, but getting his criticism could be pretty harsh. What was it like to get negative feedback from Vince Lombardi?
It was very painful. It depended upon the where you were. If you'd never experienced it and it was the first time, it was the first time. But if you'd been there a while and you were busting your hump trying to make things work, and you got, like, he got on my tail one day after a scrimmage, a goal line scrimmage against our defense. 95, 97 degrees in Green Bay, 100% humidity, and they're giggling. They're having a great day. They're stuffing us, and just, it's really a difficult day. And I miss a block, and I get some attention. And about four plays later, I jump off sides. And coach comes running across the field and gets about 10 inches from my nose. And he says, Mister, the concentration period of a college student is 5 minutes, high school is 3 minutes, kindergarten is 30 seconds, and you don't have that. So where's that put you?
Oh, man.
Put me looking at my shoe shine, Jimmy. Put me checking my shoes and got my head down, and I'm defeated. Go up in the locker room 10 minutes later, shuck my hat, my shoulder pads off, and put my chin in my hand and start checking the carpet, you know. And I'm looking at the carpet for about 40 minutes, wondering what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. Can't play here. Never going to make that guy happy. Maybe it's time to get out of football, you know. This is his second year or so. And he came in finally. The locker room was empty, maybe a couple guys, and he came down to my locker, and he put his arm on my shoulder and messed up my hair, and he said, son, one of these days you're going to be the best guard in football.
How'd that feel?
Jimmy, it just was like a lightning bolt. It was a physical warmth that entered my chest, and it made me just giddy. It was just incredible that his approval could mean that much. But it was his approval and his belief in me, and I began to believe in me after that. And I tried to play the perfect game. I wanted to play never did. Got 98% on running one time, 100% on passing, but I missed a half a block. So he had a tremendous impact on me, and we were an emotional team. We won not because of our physical ability, but because of our concentration, our discipline, and our emotional package. That's what made the Green Bay Packers great.
Jerry Kramer, NFL Hall of Famer, joining me on the Row, Radio Row. Now, you are maintaining, and you and I could talk for hours, Jerry, but you have other things you have to do, too, other obligations. I want to ask you about your longstanding relationship with Blimpy. What are you doing with Blimpy this week?
You know, I'm trying to tell folks a little bit about Blimpy. Blimpy is a wonderful sandwich, and it works especially well for the Super Bowl, where Mama is a football fan, too, and she can get out of the kitchen and leave that 36-inch Blimpy in there with a knife and a some pop and bottles and drinks and whatever, and come watch the ball game. So you can go in and cut off a foot or a half a foot or two fingers or whatever you want and enjoy the game. So it's just a wonderful time to try a blimpy. A 36-inch or even a 60-inch would be a great idea. So I have been a blimpy guy for 10 years now, and it's one of my favorite things on Super Bowl.
Jerry Kramer, my guest. I mean, I'm not surprised by this, Jerry. I've always thought you were one of the more intellectual guys that I put on the program, but you just nailed that pitch. No notes, nothing in front of you. Just hammered that thing. Remember way back in the day when I came to Green Bay for an appearance, and I got to go to see Fuzzy Thurston and his bar, and you were around? Man, I'll never forget the first time I went to Green Bay. That was something else. What a great time that was.
Yeah, I remember being seeing you at the University of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Fuzzy and I were together, and we did your show, but I was stunned that 500 people or more would come to watch a radio show. I didn't know who you were at the time, and I'm going, they're going to go watch a radio show?
Why would they do that?
What is that about?
Yeah, well, I'm me, and I still don't understand it. And I'm me, Jerry. I could not be happier to see you. I could not be happier for you. You are a Hall of Famer. You should have been sooner, but we will take it, and nobody can ever take that from you, my friend. It is so good to see you, Jerry. Thank you.
Jim, it's all fun. Always fun to be with you. It's always interesting.
One of my favorites. You too, Jerry. Thank you so much. Always interesting. Jerry Kramer, appearing courtesy of Blimpy. He is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2018.